The Mike Wagner Show is powered by Sonic Web Studios.
Hi, this is Mia Mohsen-Zia, also known as Mia No Time for Love. Check out my latest book, Missing, available in print and ebook formats on Amazon.
It's now time for The Mike Wagner Show, powered by Sonic Web Studios and sponsored by international award-winning author Mia Mohsen-Zia of Missing. The Mike Wagner Show can be heard on over 40 podcast platforms, as well as HamiltonRadio.net, Diamonds FM, and TheMikeWagnerShow.com. We can be heard in over 100 countries, featuring over 1,000 well-known and amazing guests throughout the globe, and named one of the top 100 global podcasts in the New York Weekly Times, Hollywood Entertainment News, Los Angeles Weekly Times, Apple, and Chartable. So sit back and relax and enjoy another great episode of the award-winning Mike Wagner Show.
Hey, everybody, it's Mike from the Mike Wagner Show, powered by Sonic Web Studios and brought to you by official sponsor of the Mike Wagner Show, international warring author Mia Mohsen-Zia Missing, available on Amazon and paperback and ebook. We're here with a terrific lady who's a freelance screenwriter, co-owner of Because I Can Productions, and she has a famous husband who appeared in Rocky IV and also a one-time DJ in New York City and more. She was born in Havana, Cuba, raised in New York City, and the graduate of Manhattan College with a BA in International Affairs and received the coveted internship to the United Nations Research and Edited Periodicals for Department of Disarmament Affairs. And she also traveled and educated in Italy, France, and the U.S., absorbing different culture and a lifestyle. Amazing people. And of course, she's also got a couple of books as well, too. And her first book is about a 14-year journey with her dog, Dante, who suffered a paralyzing stroke at 6, in a story of hope, encouragement, and determination. And also a second book, which is about a dog who's a German Shepherd who believes that he can do anything, even in a wheelchair. So we'll talk about that. And this dog's got some cool wheels. Live, ladies and gentlemen, plus twos in beautiful downtown New York City, the amazing freelance screenwriter and also the author of the book, Dante's Cool Wheels. Ladies and gentlemen, the multi-talented Marlene Bandera. Marlene, good morning, good afternoon, good evening.
Hi. Joining us Hello. Today. How are you? Thank you. Thank you for having me.
What's great to have you on board as well, too, is you're a freelance screenwriter and co-owner mm-hmm. Because I Can Productions with your husband, yes. Al Bandera, who was in Rocky IV. Also, he was mm-hmm. a huge DJ at WPLJ, or is it? It was one of them in New York City. So,
oh, it was several in New York City. It was PLJ, KTU, Hot 97.
That was the one I was thinking of. Okay. I got so many going through my head here. You know how real you are. and obviously, you're born in Havana, Cuba, raised in New York City, graduated from Manhattan College in International Affairs. You traveled throughout Italy, France, and the U.S. and worked for the Department of Disarmament Affairs. And you have a book about a 14-year journey with your dog, Dante, and suffered a paralyzing stroke in the story of hope, courage, and determination. And the second book about Dante, again, who believes he can do anything. It's called Dante's Cool Wheels. And before getting all that, Marlene, tell us how you first got started.
I started screenwriting when we moved out to California. I had been an actress for a while, and when I was out in California and I had been doing commercials and theatricals and all that, I started to realize I kind of liked telling the story from the beginning. Mm-hmm. And I started writing, and I wrote a couple of shorts, and that just developed into long form feature films. And I realized that's really my passion. I love to tell stories. I love to invent stories and or even tell other people's stories. So that's how my screenwriting career started. And then the book just kind of came about. We had a German Shepherd whose name is Dante. And when he was 6 years old, he had something called an FCE, which is a fibrocartilaginous embolism, which paralyzed his back legs. Mm. And we did everything. We gave him all types of therapies. He did absolutely everything known to dog and to humans, and nothing. He was never able to regain the use of his back legs. But then he got a wheelchair. We got him a wheelchair, and that just opened up a whole new world for him. It was like he could walk again, and he was amazing, and he thrived in his wheelchair, and he was so inspirational to people people in the parks would stop and say, "Oh my God, he's amazing. Look at him. He's so happy." And even kids would come up to us and they're like, "Oh, tell us about him." He made people so happy. So one day I said, "You know what? I'm just going to write his story." And I did, I did a little bit of research. How do you write a children's book? And I found a great illustrator and a great editor. And I sat down, I wrote a story. And then that developed into the second book, which is sort of the continuation of his journey. And it's been great. And I intend to do a bunch of them, actually, always with Dante as the main character and always telling some sort of moral lesson about either to inspire children or to believe in themselves, or about friendship, about tolerance, about disability, everything. That's where I am today.
Oh my God, that's so amazing. I want to meet him right now. And I'm sure he's probably in the park resting. Maybe he's having a little breakfast and stuff like that. Lunch, dinner.
He's such a personality. He's like, you know how they say dogs don't have personalities. Yes, they do have personalities. They absolutely have personalities. And he has such a defined one.
It sounds like it. And was it one precise moment that simply influenced you into what you're doing for the rest of your career? And also, what was that one light bulb moment that simply said, "I want to write about Dante"?
Yes, there was actually one particular moment. I was, and this story was very inspirational to me for the book, and a character that I put in the book was inspired by this story. I was walking him around the park, and a woman came up to me in tears. And she said, I have to tell you, I see you walking your dog every day, and I have to tell you my story. I have a little boy who's 14 years old, and he's in a wheelchair.
Oh, wow.
And every morning when I take him to school in the car, he sees you and Dante walking. And he says, "Look, mommy, he's just like me." And he makes him so happy. And you don't know what he has done for him. He's learning to be okay and to love his wheelchair just by watching your dog every day. So that, I think that was like the light bulb that I said, wow, amazing. That's sort of my number one inspiration for writing the book. Children like that, who maybe don't see people like them. I mean, I know he's a dog. He's not another person in a wheelchair. But something as simple as seeing a dog in a wheelchair that's happy and running and playing inspired him and made him so happy. That's why I said, I got to write about this.
And of course, you're a terrific writer as well, too. And who are some of your favorite authors and writers growing up?
My number one author, is my favorite of all time, is F. Scott Fitzgerald. When I read The Great Gatsby, I think I read it the first time 4 or 5 times. I literally finished it and then started again. I loved that book. That was my favorite book. And then all his other books, Tender as the Night. I love some of the French authors, Emile Zola. And then there's some Italian writers that I've read. You know, I speak 4 languages. So I got to read a lot of literature in the language it was intended, where it was written in. So it makes sometimes the books a bit more interesting and more real. Mm-hmm. So,
It does sound real as well, too. And of course, you got the book as well, too, and about to become legendary as well, too. Dante's Cool Wheels. We'll find about that and her dog, Dante. But first, will you listen to The Mike Wagner Show at themikewagnershow.com, powered by Sonic Web Studios. Visit online at sonicwebstudios.com for all your needs. Looking at a professional website without breaking your budget? Sonic Web Studios is the answer. Sonic Web Studios offers fast, affordable custom web designs that blow the competition away. Call today, 1-800-303-3960. That's 1-800-303-3960. Or email to support@sonicwebstudios.com. Mention Mike Wagner Show, get 20% off your first project. Sonic Web Studios, take your image to the next level. Also, time to give an official shout out to our official sponsor, The Mike Wagner Show, international award-winning author Mia Molson-Zia. If you love fast-paced mysteries, you love Missing by Mia Molson-Zia, available on Amazon in paperback and ebook. Missing is fast-paced and intriguing with an unforgettable twist. Takes place in 4 countries, 2 strangers, 1 target, where truth is illusion and those you love be the first go missing. It's available on Amazon in paperback and ebook. Missing by Mia Molson-Zia has gotten great reviews. And Eve 11 endorsed by Howard celebrities, including Joanna Cassidy, Forbes Riley, Eminem. So grab your copy today for Goes Missing by Mia Molson-Zia, available on Amazon. Also, check out The Mike Wagner Show at themikewagnershow.com and our 40 podcast platforms heard in 100 countries, including Facebook, SoundCloud, Spreaker, Spotify, and iHeartRadio. Also on Apple Music, Odyssey, BitChute, Rumble, YouTube. Make sure you subscribe. Also on Podbean, Pandora, TuneIn as well. And follow us on Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, X, Threads, and more. Take us with you on any mobile device. And for great gift ideas, 24/7, 365. For friends, animal lovers, and more, go to Amazon.com. Check out the Mike Wagner Show podcast. T-shirts, pop sockets, throw pillows, tote bags, hoodies. Makes great gifts 24/7 year-round. Go to Amazon.com. Check out the Mike Wagner Show podcast. And for more great gift ideas, go to Amazon.com/MiaMelsonZia for great books like Missing, Once, and Wrinkles. Also T-shirts, pop sockets, hoodies, phone cases, and some more. Amazon.com/MiaMelsonZia. Check it out today and support the Mike Wagner Show on Anchor FM, PayPal, and themikewagnershow.com. You're here with the amazing freelance screenwriter and co-owner of Because I Can Productions, an amazing author of Dante's Cool Wheels, Marlene Bandiero, here on the Mike Wagner Show. And Marlene, before we talk about Dante's Cool Wheels, mm-hmm. which is books one and two, and how'd you first get a hold of Dante?
Well, we got him in Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm.
We used to have a female shepherd before him,
mm.
and she passed, and we decided we weren't going to have any more dogs. But then a couple of months into it, the house just felt so quiet. And I said, you know what? I can't do that. So we got Dante, and he's been with us since, and he's the love of our life.
Oh my gosh, that's so amazing. And where'd you get Dante from?
We got him at a, I don't want to say a pound, it wasn't the pound, but it was a gentleman who rescued dogs.
Oh, and, the rescue dog. And, yeah, that's been the big thing these days. Yeah. It's a lot better.
Yeah, he rescued dogs and he would train them and he would take care of them. So it wasn't really the pound. And he used to also used to board other dogs, and our female shepherd was not a great lover of other people. So there were very few places that we could leave her when we traveled, but she for some reason adored him and he was great with her. So when she passed, he came back and said, you know, when you're ready, you come back to me and I'll give you one of my dogs. I'll train him and I'll help you. And I'll find you the right dog. And we did, we got Dante.
Mm-hmm. And
it's been great.
What a journey it's been. I wish I could pet him right now as we speak. We'll just go virtual pet here. So, and of course, you know, he had a paralyzing stroke at 6, and, you know, just, I guess it's kind of, you know, difficult questions, like, you know, what are the first signs and everything like that. So it's kind of like, you know, it's a tough question to ask about that and first signs, everything like that. And you talked about your journey before.
Yeah, so it just happened. I never knew dogs could have strokes, but we were sitting at dinner and we went to give him a little treat and he went to jump to get it and he yelped and fell.
Ooh.
And then he couldn't get up and he couldn't get up. And we kept saying, come on, Dante, get up. And he couldn't get up. And he just was dragging himself and we were paranoid. We had no idea what had happened. We rushed him to a emergency room for pets and you know, they did all the x-rays, they did everything, they told us that this is what had happened, and basically some dogs recover and others don't, and it depends on how serious the stroke was, and apparently it was very serious for him. So most dogs, like I said, recover with some sort of therapy, water therapy, acupuncture, all this stuff, but we tried everything and nothing. So he was one of the unfortunate ones. But like I said, he was not in pain. And that was our number one thing. He was not in pain. So, and he still had all this life in him. He was only 6 years old.
Mm-hmm.
So we made the choice, well, you know what? If he's not in pain and he's still willing to live, so what? So we'll get him a wheelchair and he'll walk with the wheelchair. And that's exactly what happened. Mm-hmm. And never look back.
Mm-hmm. And he's got some cool wheels as well, too. And of course, your first book is about the 14-year journey with your dog and suffering paralyzing stroke at 6, a story of hope, courage, and determination. And maybe you'd tell us a bit, you know, a little more about the book. And you know, if you can just show it for our viewers as well, too, that'd be terrific. I wish I could pet him right now.
This is the first book. This is Dante's Cool Wheels. This is the beginning. And it just starts the story of how we got him. And when he was, you know, fine before his stroke, and how he had all these friends, all these dog friends, and he loved going to the park. And then he had this incident, and he couldn't go to the park anymore. And then he got the wheels. And so he was excited because he could go to the park now. And his friends, unfortunately, didn't understand what these wheels were. And mm-hmm. they started to treat him differently. They didn't want to play with him anymore. They thought he was different. So he was very sad. And we said to him, don't worry. You will find other dogs and people who don't think that you're different and will accept your wheels. And that's exactly what happened. We moved to a different place, and he ended up finding a bunch of dogs and people who accepted him the way he was in his cool wheels. And that's in a nutshell. It's a little bit more, you know, I don't want to give it all away. But it's really about acceptance of differences and perseverance, and saying, I'm not going to give up. I'm going to find my friends, and I'm going to, you know, have them accept me for who I am. And that's really what the book is about.
Mm-hmm. And of course, maybe you can just point out one specific instance in the book as well, too, that, simply says, hey, you're on wheels and everything like that. Maybe just a situation, you know, comparing to your normal dog and a wheelchair, maybe just one specific incident. And, what can we learn from it?
Well, again, the other dogs don't want to accept him. They're afraid of his wheels. They don't understand what they are. They don't like him. And he's very sad, and he's very depressed that people don't like him anymore because he's different. And then one day he meets Freddie, which is a little boy in the wheelchair. And then he met a three-legged dog named Stella. And they don't have a problem with him. They accept him the way he is. And then the three of them start hanging out in the park together. And little by little, other dogs start to notice them. How, hey, they're together and they're okay. Little by little, other dogs accept him and start saying, okay, well, maybe they're not that strange. And then he starts to have friends. So eventually he gets a group of friends and everything's better.
Mm-hmm. And of course, he's able to play some basketball as well, too. That's in the
second book. Yes.
That's in the second book. And we'll be glad to talk about the second story with Marlene Bandero of Dante's Cool Wheels in just 1 minute. You listen to The Mike Wagner Show at themikewagnershow.com, powered by Sonic Web Studios, and brought to you by official sponsor, The Mike Wagner Show, international warring author Mia Muscles Are Missing. We'll be back with author Marlene Bandero of Dante's Cool Wheels after this time.
The Mike Wagner Show is powered by Sonic Web Studios. If you're looking to start or upgrade your online presence, visit www.sonicwebstudios.com for all of your online needs. Call 1-800-303-3960 or visit us online at www.sonicwebstudios.com to get started today. Mention The Mike Wagner Show and get 20% off your project. Sonic Web Studios, take your image to the next level.
Hey everybody, my name is Forbes Riley, and I'm an American actress and a TV host. And I was delighted when I got my copy of Missing, which is Extraordinary Relation of Ordinary People Based on a Real Life Relationship. It's well written. It's amazing. You know, it talks about a man who has lost his wife and his daughter, and it's very well done. I'm going to highly recommend that you go get your copy of Missing. It is a powerful, exciting read. Mr. Mian Moshe Zia, he is the author of Missing. And I want to give a big shout out and a kiss all the way halfway around the world to my dear friend. Check him out at Mia's website. It's called www.miamoshenzea.com. Missing, available on Amazon. Again, I'm Forbes Riley, and I will see you again soon. Bye-bye.
Hey, hey, this is Ray Powers, and boy, are you in luck. Right place, right time. Tuned in to The Mike Wagner Show. You heard me.
We're back with author Marlene Bandero of Dante's Cool Wheels here on The Mike Wagner Show. And we talked about amazing journey, you know, being a screenwriter and co-owner and also traveling the world and also having, all kinds of dogs and everything. Talked about the first book. Now we'll go on to number two as well, too, which is Dante's Cool, which is Believe and Achieve. And yes, he can play basketball.
Yes. So the second book is about believing in yourself. And if you believe in yourself, you can achieve anything. And this is the story of how Dante tells his friend Freddie. Freddie wants to play basketball and he wants to have his own friends to play basketball. But the boys in the schoolyard don't want to play with him because he's in a wheelchair. Mm-hmm. And he's, again, different. But Dante says, do not get disheartened. If you believe you can do this, you will find a group of friends who will play with you. And eventually finds a group of other children who are also in wheelchairs, and they have their own basketball club.
Oh, wow.
And yeah, and I'll show you a little picture. Finds a group of kids.
Oh, my goodness. Yes, I've seen something like that. Yeah. Wheelchair basketball, the Olympics, yeah. And similar to yeah. the NBA yeah. and yep. all over the world. It's like, I love yep. watching those events. It's like,
yeah. So
wow.
he finds a group
oh, my
of
goodness.
Friends. And he realizes that, yep, all he had to do was believe that it could happen, and it would happen. And at the end, here they are. And that's his sister, Lily. That's Freddie's sister, Lily.
Oh, wow. Okay. And Dante must be the coach, I could tell.
Yeah, he's the coach.
And of course, you guys being basketball fans as well, too. You like the Knicks, the Lakers, and
absolutely.
Everything like that. So,
yep.
yeah.
So, again, so this book is more about, like I said, believing. If you believe, you can achieve. And that's the lesson that Dante wants to teach all little kids, that if they believe in themselves, they can do it.
Mm-hmm. And what else do you want readers to get from the book?
I want them to be inspired. I want them to be inspired to do whatever it is they want to do in life.
Mm-hmm.
From the moment that they're little kids all the way till they are adults, do what it is that you want to do, what you feel passionate about. Even if people say, that's crazy. Nope. If this is what you want to do and you believe in yourself, you go forward and you do it. That's what I want them to get from it. So and I intend to write more books, again, with Dante as the main character. And the next book that I like to do is, I'm going to probably call it Friendship. And then another book will be about community and so forth. I want to continue teaching children lessons, always with Dante as the main character.
That is really interesting. Very educational as well, too. And where can we find your books at, and what's your website?
Right now it's on Amazon. Both of them are available on Amazon. I'm building my website as we speak. And it will be my name, MarleneBandiero.com. And yeah, Amazon is the best place to get it.
All right. Well, certainly check that out and give Dante a little love for us as well, too. Once
yes.
again, with author Marlene Bandiero of Dante's Cool Wheels here on the Mike Wagner Show. And just a few more things, Marlene. What else can we expect from 2024 and beyond?
Oh, we have a busy year. Like we have our production company, Because I Can Productions, and we have several projects in various stages of development. One particular screenplay is sort of in the front. We have some attachments and we're moving with it. My husband is doing a one-man show on March 9th
nice.
In New Jersey, and that's going to be very exciting. It's called A Classic Evening with Al Bandiero, and that's going to be amazing. It's a retrospective of his life and his career. And all these special guests. It's going to be really, really fun and interesting and cool. And then we have more books, more things, more projects. We're always, Al and I are always thinking of projects. We're always creating. We're always moving forward. That's very important. And we plan 2024 is going to be a great year.
Mm-hmm. And perhaps maybe another Rocky as well, too. So.
Oh, wow. Rocky. Well. Yeah, that'd be great. Yes, Rocky IV was a big thing for him. It was very special. And then when they did the, when Sly went back and he recut it and he came out with like the director's cut, which was called Rocky versus Drago. That one is amazing. If no one has seen it yet, you should see it. It's available, I believe, on Amazon. It's called Rocky IV. Rocky versus Drago, and it's Sly's recut of the film, and it's emotionally different than the first one. The first one is very, very Hollywood, very glitz and glamour, and very, very 80s.
Mm-hmm.
This version is a bit more introspective. Characters are a little bit more developed. See a little bit more of an emotional conflict between Adrian and Rocky. It's really good. Highly recommend. Al's still in it, of course. He's still the commentator
mm-hmm.
During the fight with the Russian. So yeah.
All right. Well, certainly check that out. And who do you consider biggest influence in your career?
In my career. Yeah, I'm gonna be honest. I think my husband is a big influence. He's a very, very big influence. He's really focused, and he's a go-getter, and he's done so much in his career, and I've been there for some of it, not all of it, but and I've seen him really, you know, do amazing things, and he does inspire me. And you know, even writing the books, when I first thought about doing it, he's like, go do it, just do it, you know. He's so yeah, I would say he's probably one of my biggest inspirations.
And certainly indeed as well, too, along with Dante as well. He's become my big inspiration, too. And I'll let my dog know that. So, and what's the best advice you can give to anybody at this point?
Follow your dreams. You know, I know that sounds very cliche, but that's the reality. Follow your dreams. Even if you think they're impossible, nothing's impossible if you really want it. You just go for it. The biggest thing is when people, you know, you hear a lot of noise in your head, people telling you can't do this, you can't do that, or you're crazy, you're too old, too young, blah, blah, whatever. Just do it. If you really want to, if it's in your heart, you go for it. You follow that dream. So that's what I would tell anybody. Just follow your dreams.
Mm-hmm. And very important as well, too. We're here with author Marlene Bandero of Dante's Cool Wheels and owner of Because I Can Productions here on the Mike Wagner Show. Marlene, very big thank you for your time. You've been absolutely fantastic. Looking forward to having you again soon. Keep us up to date.
Thank you. Keep in touch.
Love to have you back. Like to have Dante on your show as well, too. And and once again, before we go, what's your website? How do people contact you? Where can people purchase or check out your works?
Sure. You can buy the books on Amazon.com. And my email, if anybody wants to contact me, is very simple. Dante'scoolwheels@yahoo.com. Very simple. Please follow me on Facebook. He's got a page on Facebook. It's Dante's Cool Wheels and Instagram. Or you can follow me, Marlene Bandero, on both of them.
All right. We'll certainly check that out, and we'll give some treats as well. Once again, Marlene, very big thank you for your time. You've been absolutely fantastic. Looking forward to having you again soon. Keep us up to date. Keep in touch. Love having you back. We wish you all best. And Marlene, you definitely have a great future ahead of you, along with Dante.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
The Mike Wagner Show is powered by Sonic Web Studios. If you're looking to start or upgrade your online presence, visit www.sonicwebstudios.com for all of your online needs. Call 1-800-303-3960 or visit us online at www.sonicwebstudios.com to get started today. Mention the Mike Wagner Show and get 20% off your project. Sonic Web Studios. Take your image to the next level.
Hey everybody, my name is Forbes Riley, and I'm an American actress and a TV host. And I was delighted when I got my copy of Missing, which is Extraordinary Relation of Ordinary People Based on a Real Life Relationship. It's well written. It's amazing. You know, it talks about a man who has lost his wife and his daughter, and it's very well done. I'm going to highly recommend that you go get your copy of Missing. It is a powerful, exciting read. Mr. Mian Moshe Zia. He is the author of Missing. And I want to give a big shout out and a kiss all the way halfway around the world to my dear friend. Check him out at Mia's website. It's called www.miamoshenzea.com. Missing, available on Amazon. Again, I'm Forbes Riley, and I will see you again soon. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to The Mike Wagner Show. Brought to you by international award-winning author Mia Mosenzia of Missing and powered by Sonic Web Studios. Be sure to join us again on over 40 podcast platforms. And of course, on the MikeWagnerShow.com, HamiltonRadio.net, and Diamonds FM. Don't forget to support our program with a generous donation at the MikeWagnerShow.com. Thanks for listening.